Hello, everybody. My name is Diana, and this is Raphael.
Hi, everyone.
We are two English majors in our second semester, and this is our podcast for our oral skills class. Today's topic will be dealing with your mental health and happiness in a pandemic, and we're also going to talk about our experiences and share some advice and tips.
Due to the big impact that the COVID-19 pandemic had on our lives, for example, social distancing and our social lives completely vanishing, we think it's important to talk about the aftermath it had on our mental health.
So what we have experienced is our mental health went downhill very fast due to all the social life restrictions paired with starting a new life chapter with university.
That's right, we started university when the pandemic was at its peak. That means we haven't spent a day on campus and had everything online so far. We also missed out on all the typical university activities that you would normally have as a freshman, and now it's the second semester already.
Mixed with the pandemic, our stress and anxiety got worse and we really struggled with our mental health. So we started to look for ways to help ourselves and we want to share them with you. So the first one would be opening up and sharing our experiences with your friends or family. That took away the feeling of being alone and having no one to rely on. Venting in general takes away some of the pressure that you might have experienced, so it doesn't end up building up inside.
Taking care of yourself can help you take care of your friends too. By sharing each other's emotions and experiences, it can make you feel better. That way you can keep in touch with your social circle and help you feel less lonely and isolated. What also helped me was making the effort to take care of myself. For example, meditating, sleeping early, having a routine, eating well, and frequently exercising, and also making sure that you get a good amount of fresh air each day.
Being gentle with myself helped me a lot as well, like treating myself with something good once in a while and trying not to be so harsh on myself and letting myself experience and make mistakes. Every mistake has a bright side and you learn from making them. Living in the moment and try to not focus so obsessively on the future, like when will the pandemic end? How will our lives continue? We also found a great website which might help.
While talking to your friends online is a great way to communicate, it should not take over your entire day. So make sure you take regular breaks and try to live offline once in a while. Being online all the time has been proven to increase your anxiety and worsen not only your mental health, but also your physical health as well. Not everything on social media is true, and a lot of things can be faked. So make sure to not believe everything you see. We have collected some accounts for you to look at as a starting point to start working on your mental health if you want to. They are in the description of this podcast.
These are great tips for people with no mental illness or a light and manageable mental illness. But what if you suffer from a severe mental illness? I, on my part, suffer with depression and a complex case of PTSD. So the pandemic has been anything but easy for me. But keeping up with therapy and coming up with new coping strategies and applying the tips from earlier made it a little easier. My favorite Instagram account regarding PTSD is Healing from PTSD. But these are not substitutes for actual therapy. I would highly recommend going to therapy if you are really struggling right now with something in your life. There's nothing to be ashamed of and it does work. But the actual search for one might be a little difficult and might also take a while, but it is worth it. Below you can find a site that could help you find a therapist faster.
A lot of people might think that it does not do anything, but journaling might be the key to lessen stress and anxiety and start on being organized and to keep an eye on things. I personally like to write down my thoughts before going to sleep and also to write down to-do lists every morning. The key here is to be realistic and keep your goals manageable. It is also important to not talk down on yourself or be disappointed when you're not able to finish all the tasks you wrote down, but also to try and be consistent and build habits.
We hope this podcast made you feel heard and listened to, and maybe you were able to take some of our advice and will implement it into your daily life. And if you do so, we hope that you feel the change these small habits might provide for you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast and making it to the end. We hope you liked it, and maybe we will see each other on campus one day.